This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's review. Last week, I went 2-3. Everybody else went 3-2. So we all sit now after 2 weeks at 5-5, an even 500 after 2 weeks of our picks. Let's launch right into this weekend's, and let's start with the big one. For Pitt, it's a noon kickoff again at Heinz Field, again on 93.7 The Fan tomorrow. And the only matchup of ranked teams in the ACC this week, the Panthers ranked 21st in the country, giving 3 to the number 25 Cardinals. Colin, this is a tough one for me. I'll let you go first.
I think Pitt is going to win by 2 with a field goal at the buzzer, or 1. So I'm going to take U of L, although I think Pitt will win the football game something like 28-27 or 27-25, something weird like that. So Pitt's going to win by 2 or by 1, but they're not going to cover those points. Give me U of L.
Okay. Jim, what do you got?
Well, it's funny, he mentioned a one-point game. The last time there were two ranked teams that, you know, with Pitt and an opponent at Heinz Field, it was that Cincinnati debacle that was, 45-44. I'm going to take Pitt. I just think that if they're going to win, it's got to be by a field goal or a push, which would make it at least a push. I'm going to stick with Pitt's defense. I'm going to go with the Panthers.
All right, producer Matt.
I'm going to go Louisville here.
All right. I'm going to go Pitt. I think they end up winning less than a touchdown, but more than a field goal. I think their defense proves to everyone again just why they're so damn good. So I'll go with the Panthers. Kansas, they're getting 17.5 on the road at Baylor. Baylor hasn't played yet this year. 7:30 kickoff tomorrow night. I'm going with this is my new philosophy for all Kansas games the rest of the year. I'm just picking against them, regardless of what makes sense or doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I'm picking against the Jayhawks.
About playing games in Kansas.
Right.
Give me Baylor. Colin, what do you got?
This number could be 25, and I'd still go with Baylor. Give me Baylor as well.
Yeah. Jim?
I wish I could go against you guys, but I can't. I mean, Chris, I think your philosophy is very sound when it comes to the Rock Chalk and Jayhawkins.
So you got Baylor. Okay.
Producer, yes, I Matt. Do have Baylor.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to be the guy that goes Kansas. I'll go Baylor as well.
Oh, you know what it means when we go clean sweep. It's bad news. Let's flip over to Sunday afternoon. The Washington football team hosting the Cleveland football team. The Browns are giving 7. The game's in Cleveland. Pardon me. The Browns giving 7 to Washington. The Redskins, I think, are a little bit better than any of us thought they may be, and the Browns are, the Browns are the Browns. Give me Washington to win by at least, they'll just win outright.
Yeah, Washington. Lee Sterling, wrong team's favorite here, guys.
thank you.
Yes. I don't know if Washington will win outright, but Washington will keep it within a field goal. So give me the Washington Football Club. Yes, give me that.
All right, Jim.
That just looks so stupid when you look at the gambling websites, the scoreboards, whatever. The Washington Football Club or team, whatever the hell it is. But I'm picking that team because I agree with you guys. I think the Browns may win the game, but I don't know if they'll win by that much. So I'll go with the Washington Football Team.
All right, producer Matt.
This is a simply just to be different pick. I'm going Cleveland.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yep.
Patriots hosting the Raiders. Also a Sunday 1 o'clock kickoff. The Patriots giving Vegas 5.5. I think that, I don't know. I don't know why I'm believing in the Raiders, but I am at this point. Give me Vegas. Colin, what about you?
I would believe in the Raiders here if it wasn't a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. But that ain't happening for them. Traveling all the way there, playing a 1 o'clock game in Foxborough, having to deal with that, even though there's no fans or whatever, just the time change traditionally, set your alarm early, ain't going to happen. New England will win by 6 or 7. Give me the Pats.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah, Colin, you basically took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say a 6-point Patriot win, maybe 7, because of what you mentioned, because of the travel. So I'm just going to – and plus Cam Newton, man, it looks like it's going to work for him in New England, so I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Matt?
Yeah, I think Bill Belichick reigns on the Raiders parade here early on in the season, so I'll take the Patriots.
All right, I'll lone wolf the Raiders there. That's fine. Finally, Steelers. Texans, Steelers giving just 4 to Houston. 1 o'clock kickoff at Heinz Field on Sunday afternoon on KDKA-TV. I think the Steelers win by at least a touchdown. Colin?
I think the Pittsburgh Steelers win this game 28-17. Thus, they take care of those 4 points.
Jim?
Yeah, Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers. Matt?
Steelers win by 3 here. Hey. 24-21.
Oh!
I'll take
Matt's going against everybody. It's great.
By 3. Hey, Jim, how are you going to work it into your future updates? How lively was that guest we had on from the Houston Chronicle? How about that guy?
You know what? I hate to say this. I've been recording Zoom videos, so I missed it.
Oh, well, make sure you go back. It is if you take Lee Sterling coupled with Greg Brown and an excitement level, it's like that times 10. So go back and listen to that from 9 o'clock and see if you can work it in some updates.
Yeah. Okay. I will.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.